You know, Charles Darwin said that if you can find any complex organ and that exists inside the human body, that it completely throws away the possibility of evolution. Correct?
There's not a chance that he said that, because it had been known for thousands of years that humans have organs in their bodies.
I say complex organs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can assure you.
What organ is not complex? I guess the esophagus is pretty simple, but.
Exactly my point. Look it up. Charles Darwin did say that. Charles Darwin did say that. Look it up.
Okay, I'll look it up right now. Did Darwin ever say, if you can find one complex organ in the human body, then it disproves evolution?
If a complex organ exists, then his theory would not work.
Okay, so what he actually said was, if it could be demonstrated that any complex organ existed which could not possibly have been formed by numerous successive slight modifications, my theory would absolutely break down.
Okay. Do complex organs exist?
Yes.
Okay.
And do complex organs have primitive precursors in other organisms? Yes.
But
so we
do
have
they,
direct evidence of
exactly
the gradual evolution of our organs.
No.
What do you mean, no? Okay, can you name one organ that humans have that no other animal has?
One organ that humans have that no other other human or animal has?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, in all honesty. I couldn't tell you. I'm not slow to some guy. I'm actually quite intelligent. Thank you.
Okay, so Darwin apparently said this. Mm-hmm. But you don't have the evidence, so his theory remains not debunked by you.
So, well, I can tell you, my views on that are based off of, you know, Genesis. I put my views based in Genesis, so.
Well, that's weird, because your justification was a quote that he said. Charles Darwin, this is a gamble. This is a bet. He said, if you can find an example of this, then it would disprove the theory, and you're the one that brought it up, but you don't have any evidence, so.
I can tell you, with slight modifications, you can go based off of two certain theories of evolution here. You can go based off of microevolution and macroevolution. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Is something wrong?
Well, I asked you what evidence do you have that Genesis is true, because that was your counter-argument, because you don't have any evidence to back up this Darwin's gamble that you brought up. But if you want to talk about micro and macro evolutions, go right ahead.
Okay. So microevolution, you know, it's just the slight modifications of, like, certain kinds of animals or certain kinds. So like with birds, you could have a slight modification of a beak or a slight modification of different type of canines, felines, things of that nature. But with macroevolution, you're completely restructuring.
Macroevolution isn't a thing that happens. No evolutionary scientist thinks so.
I think it's used in the scientific world. Yes.
Not really, because I talk to all kinds of actual scientists, and the only people that use this term are people that don't believe in evolution.
No, I believe in evolution. I'm just saying that there's two different types.
Right. So the people, fair enough. Okay, so I have a question.
Oh, okay, my point proven. I believe in evolution. There's just two different types. I just don't believe that macroevolution.
Micro, right.
Micro and macro, and they exist. They right. exist. It's just one is observable. One's that you can see, over the course of time, and one is not observable.
And give me an example of what macroevolution would be.
Us changing from apes to humans.
That is not observable. Humans are apes, so that doesn't make any sense. No, they're not. Give me another example.
You said humans are apes?
Yeah, obviously.
Then why do apes still exist?
That's the most commonly asked question about evolution, which means it's the most commonly debunked one. I don't really feel like going over it. I can if you want to.
Go for it.
Okay, Art, where did domesticated dogs come from?
Where did domesticated dogs come from?
Yep.
I think it was the gray wolf.
Well, that can't be true because they still exist.
The gray wolf?
Yep. Still have gray wolves. So but can't
is
be
it
that.
Still a dog? Is it still a dog? I mean, is it still a canine?
Irrelevant.
Still a canine, correct?
Irrelevant.
That's not irrelevant.
It's irrelevant. If dogs come from wolves, then there can't still be wolves.
But it's still a canine.
Irrelevant because no, if we took dogs, or sorry, if we took wolves and turned them into dogs, that would mean there are no wolves anymore.
But that is still a canine. That is not irrelevant.
Again,
that's still a
okay,
true statement.
You obviously don't get it. So the talking point about if humans come from apes, why are there still apes is the same as saying if dogs come from wolves, why are there still wolves? You're saying they're both canines. Guess what? Humans come from other apes, and we're still apes. So it works perfectly fine for the exact reasons that you just gave with the dogs. There can still be apes because they're still apes. And we can, and they're primates, which is taxonomically broader, which is the equivalent of canines. So humans can come from apes, and there can still be other apes. Exactly because of the reasons you just stated with wolves and dogs.
But they're still canines. You can't change a human to an ape. You'd have
a
to.
A human is an ape.
No, it's not.
Okay, I have a question. Do you have bones?
Do I have bones? Of course we have bones.
Are you a
every
vertebrate?
Human does. Every living animal has bones.
Every living animal has bones. Earthworms have bones.
I said animal. That's an insect.
A worm is an animal, and it is most definitely not an insect.
Earthworms are animals, you said?
Yes.
What?
Like it literally hurts. It hurts really bad. He's Googling if worms are animals. That's what he's doing right now.
Okay, I stand corrected.
Okay, that's fine. So anyways, humans have bones. That means we are vertebrates. You agree?
Yes.
Are humans mammals?
Are humans mammals?
Yes.
I guess you could say we are because we breathe air. Yeah.
We breathe air. We have hair. Mm-hmm. And we nurse our young, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
A vertebrate is a kind of animal. A mammal is a kind of animal. A primate is a kind of animal. An ape is a kind of animal, right? So humans are apes. You admit that we are vertebrates and we are mammals. Those are types of animals. We can be apes and be other kind. There are many different things that we are at the same time. We are living things. We are animals that are living things. We are living things that are animals with bones. We are living things that are mammals with bones that, did I say mammals? I don't know. I'm confusing myself now. So the whole thing about we can't be apes because we're humans makes like no literal sense at all.
Okay. So let me ask you this then. How can you explain why, we have instinctively like knowledgeable things like as far as knowing what's right from wrong, things of that nature. And these things aren't just like not
have you ever
that...
Right. Have you ever tried, like, you know that like bears will attack people that get between them and their cubs?
But that's by instinct. They're trying to
Yeah,
protect
you
the
just
young.
said how do humans instinctually know certain things? So humans have instincts
I'm talking about more in
by
like
your own
normal.
admission. So bears will tear apart things that get between them and their cubs, right?
But the difference
So
that we
this
have
is, you can just
instinct.
say yes or no, Justin.
Yes,
Bears
that's
will
by
do that
instinct. Yes, bears will protect their young. Yes, you are correct.
based on
You're correct.
instinct, right?
Based
So
on
that
impact,
is
yes.
something that helps the bear species survive. Why
Right.
do humans have a natural instinct and inclination to help other people? Because we're a social species. Why is it that if you try to attack a termite mound or a beehive, they will all swarm you and some of them will literally die in the process to protect the entire group and the queen and whatever? Because they have basic animal instincts that they are sort of pre-programmed in a weird genetic sense to do. And we do those same sorts of things.
Okay, but can you explain the reason why we instinctually know what is right from wrong? Like we are taught
Because
certain
it,
things.
well, what's right and what's wrong is sort of,
It's a
it can be
philosophical
kind of, yeah,
question.
it's kind of a
It's a
philosophical point,
philosophical question,
but it
but
helps us survive. If every single human just did nothing, then our species would die out and
you're
nature
correct.
and natural selection and evolution would never favor a species that just sits around doing nothing and allows itself to go extinct.
Right. And I can agree with you there in
Okay.
certain retrospects. But there's no other animal on Earth that instinctually knows right from wrong.
If you're a bear and you let all of your baby bear cubs die, is that good for your species or bad for your species?
I'm sure that's bad for your species, but it
So
doesn't know. Like it
so a
doesn't like it
bear
doesn't have that.
instinctually will go after something that tries to harm its cubs?
Yes, that's by instinct, but it doesn't know right from wrong.
So because bears don't do metaphysics and humans do metaphysics, that makes us That means
Superior.
what?
Superior.
Superior?
Yes, that makes us
How?
superior because we have
How does
instinctual
metaphysics make
knowledge
us
of right and
superior?
wrong. Huh?
Why is that superior?
Because we have intelligence. We
What? How is
are
that
intelligent
superior?
beings. Because we are intelligent
You use the
beings.
word we a little bit liberally, I think, but how is that superior?
Like I said, we as a human species, as humans, are intelligent beings. We have
Yeah, why
minds.
is that superior is the question. I didn't
Why
need
is
you to
that?
repeat the claim.
Why does that make us superior?
Yeah, you're claiming that it does. Why?
Because we have value in our lives?
Why that doesn't answer the, that doesn't even, that would just be a separate thing, but that doesn't even come close to answering the question, I don't think. Justin, go and check your oven because there's a goose in there and it is at this point it's burnt to a crisp. Okay? That goose is cooked.